How did Jane Austen become a cultural icon for fairy tale endings when her own books end in ways that are rushed, ironic, and reluctant to satisfy readers' thirst for romance? In this book, through a careful exploration of Austen's own writings and those of the authors she read during her lifetime, our author examines the contradictions that surround this queen of romance and argues that Austen's surprising choices in her endings are an essential aspect of the writer's own sense of the novel and its purpose. Austen's fiercely independent and deeply humanistic ideals led her to develop a style of ending all her own. Writing in a culture that set a monetary value on success in marriage and equated matrimony with happiness, Austen questions these cultural norms and makes her readers work for their comic conclusions, carefully anticipating and shaping her readers' emotional involvement in her novels. This book traces Austen's development as an author and her convictions about authorship, novels, and the purpose of domestic fiction. This is Carol McPherson. Please join me for Inger Brodie's Jane Austen and the Price of Happiness.